If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another episode. So today we're going to try to reach out to as many international subscribers as we can. Well, not subscribers, chillers. Let me rather say that. Ghost Lady is with me. She's about to join. Ghosty. Emtase.
Hello.
All right, Mtase.
How? Are you already talking with people?
Yeah, I was already recording. I was just checking it out if it's working.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking, uh-oh. Are you well?
I'm great. How are you?
How's day six? I'm good.
I just, my girlfriend forced me to wash the dishes. Imagine a whole McG.
Well, you have already started by operating a popcorn machine. I think it's in your legal range.
And yourself? How's it
we
going
already
inside?
Respect you so much. Eh?
And yourself? How's it going inside?
Oh, it's fine. We've been getting into exercising. In fact, I just came out of the shower because I was literally, you know, locked on now looking at exercise or this whole routines. Well, doing step and some cardio, what? I'm tired.
Okay. I rather you than me. Yeah.
No, and washing dishes also. You know, I knew I had to wash dishes at some point.
All right, cool. So I'm trying to connect.
You know, you have to try and do anything just to keep active.
iPhone Sam, here we go. Okay,
baby. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, thanks. So who is this? Who are we talking to?
This is Sam. Well, Situnya is my name, but I go by Sam because nobody can say Situnya here. So yeah, I'm in Rochester, New York.
Oh, you're in New York. Can we see your face, man? Let's see your face.
I thought I joined using video. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
I want to see that pretty face of yours. Hey. Say hi. Hey. Good ladies here as
hi,
well.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
So how are you?
I'm good. Well, not really. I'm frustrated.
Okay, let's start with this. How long have you been in New York for? And what are you doing there?
Since August last year, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you haven't picked up on the accent yet, have
you? No, I'm not trying to pick up on it. I hope I don't pick up on it. I think I'm good with the English I'm speaking.
And how is it that side?
Well, I think it gets frustrating every day realizing you actually can't go anywhere, even if you wanted to. People are walking more, they're going outside more just to get some fresh air. I mean, what can you do? It's Corona.
But it doesn't, like when I watch CNN, it doesn't look like it's as hectic as other countries in America. I mean, like people, like you're saying, people are walking around. We can't even walk the dog.
I think the rationale behind walking is you're not in anybody's space. And I think that's why they are allowing it. And also because if they didn't, then people would probably go mental because of just being indoors. And I mean, New York State has the highest rate so far, and more people are dying in New York State than anywhere else in the United States. But yay. Yeah, the caution has been to just stay in an isolated space. Like, try not to associate with anyone. Take a walk, yes, but don't mix with people. And that's the thing people are not, you know, getting to and understanding and actually practicing.
And do you think Donald Trump has handled this thing well?
I think he struggles with being vulnerable. That's what I'm seeing for him. He knows how to be that guy in the boardroom telling people do this, do that. He doesn't know how to lead people, especially in a time of crisis. So the fact that he can't be vulnerable and still lead is, I think, what is, and also the fact that I think he takes for granted what the virus could do. Sorry, somebody's bending something somewhere. He's taken for granted the fact that the virus could kill potentially a lot more people, and some people are just carriers, and that could mean more harm to people who, you know, have underlying factors, like we've been seeing the facts saying. So, yeah, it's been interesting watching him say one thing and then go back on it, but it's not atypical of him. It's something he does. We're just used to it in the economy side of things. Now it's a crisis, and I guess...
And you, Ghost Lady, do you want to ask Sam something?
I'd just like to ask Sam. Sam, tell us, what are the restrictions that you guys have that side?
So I'm a graduate student. So school has closed. School residentials have closed as well. People have been asked to go back home or find somewhere else to stay, because usually in those spaces, it's like you share the dorm and probably the bathrooms. I haven't really been in that side, so I don't know for sure. So we're learning through Zoom. All our classes are online. Either lecturers are recording them and then sending us their recordings, or we join online through Zoom. And then with shops, we're only advised to go to grab the bare necessities, which I think now thinking about it, people who hoarded or panic shopped are probably just regretting that decision. And also only essential people are asked to go to work. So everybody else who can absolutely work from home is advised to do so. And just staying in and staying away from groups of people. I mean, where I stay, they close gym, and somebody posted the other day is like, if you're going to close everything, then please maybe think about reducing the rent as well. But, you know, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating.
All right, so just in closing, do you miss SA?
Okay, I'm actually not from SA. I'm from Botswana, but I do have family in SA, and I do miss SA, actually. Love going to SA. It's one of my favorite places to be, and I'll probably settle there eventually. But I think I miss the vibe of Africans. Like, I miss the food. I took for granted, you know, mayonnaise, cool beans, simple things that you think you would find everywhere else. And then you come to the, you find they have completely different stuff that is not even fun to cook with or to eat. And then I found they don't have Hunter's Gold.
Hunter's Gold.
My feelings were very hurt.
Oh, shame. And how long have you been listening to the podcast?
I've been listening to the podcast for... Where did you guys start? I think I used to be an in and outer. Like, I'd just go on YouTube and then find something. I used to not be a YouTube person, actually. And since I've gotten here, I think I've become more committed to the podcast and chill sessions. It's amazing. I like it.
Thank you so much, man. Do you want to send a shout-out before we let you go?
I'd like to send a shout out to my fans, Lunga and Joburg, Katleho. I've been actually arguing with them. The worst thing to do is argue with people over WhatsApp about serious issues like this. So yeah, shout out to my family in Messina. Shout out to my family in Botswana.
Thank you so much, Sam. We love you long time. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Take care. Stay safe and wash hands.
Yes, you too.
Yay, definitely.
And try not to become alcoholics. I'm finding it very difficult not to drink during this time.
Yeah, we're trying. We're drinking water right now.
Yes, try to drink water, juice, anything but alcohol. At least take breaks. All right, bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, man, that was awesome. All right, cool.
That was nice.
Let's go to Muzo. It sounds like they're going pretty much the same thing that we're going through. But if you change their name, they're not taking this thing seriously, bro.
Who?
America.
In America.
Yeah.
Yes. And like people, now their death toll has even surpassed the death toll of all the other countries.
Yeah. So I've told everyone they must switch on the microphones when they come on. It goes late.
Okay.
Oh, you're saying what else have I been watching? I've been watching Ozark. I'm almost done with Ozark on Netflix.
I'm halfway through Ozark.
We're watching the same things, we're watching the same things.
As if we actually communicate about it. It's like, oh, you watch that too. Yeah, I know.
All right. So
I love Ozark.
You what?
Can you hear us, bro?
Yeah, I got you. I can hear you.
Yeah, but your mic can put on the other side as well because your mic sounds very low. I don't know why.
Really? Can I try to adjust it on the thing here?
Yeah, try adjust it.
I can hear him.
Can you hear him?
She can hear. The lady can hear me, Meg.
Oh, okay. I can hear you, but it's so
low. Your name is Johnson?
Johnson. Yeah.
Oh, welcome, bro. Where are you from?
Lesotho.
Oh, Lesotho.
Oh.
You're just here, nice. Moose.
Are there restrictions in Lesotho, by the way?
Are there any?
Restrictions. What's happening in Lesotho?
You mean in with regards to the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Yeah, they started their lockdown on Monday.
Oh.
So they're second day in, they're complaining. I'm like, dude, we are 6 days in here. What's wrong with you?
How long is your lockdown?
It's 21 days.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm from Lesotho, but I'm based in Cape Town.
Okay.
So I'm actually talking to you guys from Cape Town right now.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, cool. Thanks, bro.
Well, Cape Town acts like they're international. So, so you can call your international call.
All right. I qualify both ways.
Yeah. No, thanks for the love, bro. Thanks for the love, man. And keep on watching.
No problem. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, cool. No, I had to cut him off because the line was bad, man. I couldn't hear him properly.
Yeah,
let's try Musa. We've got Musa and Zama. Okay, let's see if Musa will come on. Musa. Hey, yeah. I'm saying, so I started with Tiger King. Now I'm about to catch Ozark.
I'm also trying to catch up with Money Heist because I know the new season is coming in April.
Yes.
Oh, this month or next month. Yeah.
No, it's coming this Friday. This Friday, Money Heist, yes.
Oh, wow. So I have literally today, tonight, and tomorrow to finish it.
100%, yes. What did you think of Tiger King? Oh. How crazy is it?
It's crazy. Oh, my God. Greed. Oh, wow. Yo. It's a show that just reminds you, like, listen, you need to really keep, you need to constantly check yourself in life because you don't know what you're going to just end up. Oh, man. It was sad at the end.
How was the guy with 8 wives?
Oh, that, but he's so clever. That guy has a whole cult going on.
He's got a whole cult.
And it's so true. They bait these women or kids or whoever these lovers through pets, literally. Mm. People, you need to be careful out there.
Right. You'll show that it's Tembu guy flames.
And remember on Monday, I told you, I'm like, what? It's got some Miss Tembu vibes going. What's going on there?
Ah, Sandy's back. What up, Sandy?
What's happening, people?
We good.
Sandy from Qatar.
It feels like I'm becoming a regular on the podcast.
Yeah, give other kids a break. We'll chat to you. No, hold back.
Okay, send a shout out to your
Hello.
How are you, Zama?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are great, man. So where are you calling from?
We're great, Zama.
Hey, ghost lady. So I'm in France, in Bordeaux.
Oh, in Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've always wanted to come to France. I can speak a bit of French.
Okay, go for it.
Je m'appelle MacGyver.
Oh. Enchanté.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Moi, je m'appelle Zama.
Ah, comme si, comme ça.
Comment ça va?
Au revoir. That's all
As I
know.
Okay.
I just asked you, how are you? And you said goodbye.
Oh, shit. Oh, comme si, comme ça. Not too shabby.
Okay.
So how's it? Because I remember you sent us a video and you were telling us that you guys have been on lockdown.
Yes, so we've been, they said 15 days, actually. Today is the 15th day. But all the shops and everything else has shut before we went on lockdown.
Yeah.
So that's basically, I think, 17 days now. And then, but like the official was 15 days today. And so basically, like, when we go out, we're allowed to go out to the shops to buy cigarettes or whatever.
Oh, you guys can buy cigarettes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we can buy cigarettes. We can drink.
You can drink.
Yeah.
First lady, we should have quarantined in France.
You know?
Yeah, so basically we have to sign a permission form that we can download online. Mm-hmm. And then print it out and then sign, fill it out. And then you have to say if you're walking your dog or you're going to the shops or whatever it is that you're going to do. And then you can only be out of the house for an hour. And then you have to be within 1 kilometer of where you stay.
Wow, that doesn't sound too bad, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can definitely get some wine. Yeah, yeah. As long as you've got the letter.
But how bad are the cases? Because I know in Italy it's really, really bad.
I think yesterday when I checked, we were on 55,000.
No.
it's deep. It was on 55,000 and critical cases was, it's over 5,000 now. And apparently there was a live address about 2-3 days ago, and they said that this week was going to be even more, so they're expecting even more cases this week. So yeah, we're just staying at home and just taking extra care. I went to the pharmacy earlier, and I was standing so far from the counter, and so I'm learning to speak French, and my friend sometimes sounds like Zulu.
Yo.
So what did you
and
say?
I was like all covered up,
No shame. It's scary. But,
yeah, it's very scary.
So if you have a boyfriend, can you go during that hour, trough, and then come back?
No cloth allowed, no touching, self distancing.
Yeah.
No cloth allowed.
You got a boyfriend that side? Have you found it?
No. I'm a freelancer.
Oh, okay.
How long have you been there?
Yeah. It's been a year.
Oh, what are you doing that
side? It's been a year now. So I'm learning French. I'm still working on my plans. But the problem here is language, basically. Because
I didn't know that
most
was a career, learning French.
No, but you have to learn French before you can look for a job and stuff,
I see.
But when
your mission is to get a job that side.
Yeah, my mission is to basically settle.
So how do you pay rent and stuff? How do you pay your bills?
I pay them, you know. I'm on a mission.
Okay.
Yeah.
you pay them. Pay those bills, girls. Pay
yeah, it's, bills. It's God's grace, you know.
God is a good man.
Hey, very good. Yeah. So basically, when I came here, I came for an internship in an art gallery in Saint-Emilion. Yeah, so I work within the visual arts space. And I worked for 8 months. So basically, like, I got to which, like, in saving money, you know, that was before I then decided that, like, I actually wanted to stay longer in France.
Don't you miss chicken licking?
No, I'm a vegetarian, so no chicken licking, you know, just pescatarian, actually. So just seafood and stuff.
All right. And
don't you miss Lucky Star, Gege? Lucky Star?
Aye. I think Uwusikhona eating fish, because like the girl who had the job that I came for, the previous girl, the artist that she was with told me we're eating fish, but like I haven't looked for it, but I'm sure Uwusikhona, you know, maybe like a different version of Lucky Star, but yeah.
And in Joburg, where are you from? I mean, in SA, Durban?
Joburg.
Joburg. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Where in Joburg?
Jeppes Town, Soweto, Yonkindao.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
But, okay. Before I came here, I was staying in Jeppes Town, just by Maboneng.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Zama, nice to speak to me. Do you want to send a shout out to anyone who might be watching this in SA?
No shout out, sorry. Okay. Just shout out to the podcast, you know, keep growing, guys. And
thank you.
Yeah, it's really great. Thank you so much.
We appreciate the love. All right, Zama.
Cool. Sweet. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Yes, now you can say it.
That was awesome, bro.
It was nice. I told you this was going to be nice. I like this idea of just connecting with the international subscribers.
Hey, Mara, who cares? How is she paying the bills? Who cares?
Ah, don't need job, who cares? Someone's a calari.
Job.
As Len would say, it's better than no job.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. All right, let's try Musa. I'm trying Ntitielu. Let's see who connects first. And then Sandy's still here. He's still waiting for us.
No, Sandy must send a shout out.
Okay, Ntitielu. Hi, can you hear us? Please turn on your mic. Connect to the audio so we can hear you. Yeah, can you turn on your mic, please? Let me unmute him.
Unmute.
All right.
Hey.
Musa, how are you, Musa?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Hi, Musa. Is Musa wearing a t-shirt, a podcast t-shirt?
Yeah, representing.
Oh,
I got it from the speed dating thingy that you had there.
Oh, nice.
I came back.
Oh, yeah. That's so dope, man. Thank you so much, eh?
Yeah, remember I told you guys that I will be coming home. It'll be my birthday. So yeah, I was celebrating my birthday.
And did you find a match on that speed dating?
I didn't participate because, well, at that time I was just going through a whole lot of stuff, so I couldn't stay much. So I just came on to meet you guys because I'm always watching the videos and all that. So I just wanted to be part of it. Just feel like a chula.
Oh, thank you so much, man. We appreciate the love. How's Saudi Arabia at the moment? How's the lockdown?
Well, I'm not really experiencing it. Well, there is a lockdown, I guess, but because I'm an essential worker, so I'm working, I'm going to work every day. So for me, I'm not seeing anything. I know that the roads are really, it's like a ghost town. Coming back from work.
What do you do there?
I'm a nurse.
So you are really important.
Thanks. So it's like it's on lockdown. But then here, what they do is from 3 p.m. until 6 a.m. That's a lockdown. But they advise people to stay at home.
So how did you choose Saudi Arabia?
It was not my first choice. I wanted to go somewhere else, but I just wanted to leave. All I know that I just wanted to leave and go somewhere so that I'd be able to travel as well. So it made me travel a lot being here. And I just wanted something different. And Saudi came around, so yeah.
So let me get this straight.
It's between, okay.
Between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., that's when it's locked down.
Yeah.
So any other time, you
that's how it
free
is.
To
but
do
then,
whatever.
Like, during... Yeah, they are free to do whatever that they want to do. You can go out, you can do whatever, but like minimal people. It's not like, that's the only time, actually, let me just say this. I think this is the only time where you can go do your grocery shopping and do all those important things that you want to do. But basically, it is under lockdown. But from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m., that's the time where you can do whatever. But from 3 until 6 a.m. in the morning, it's lockdown.
Because you're in the nursing department, how are the cases in Saudi Arabia?
The cases are there. The thing is, to be honest, for me, I work in neonates, so we don't see much of it. But then in adults, I hear there are some cases, but you know, it's Saudi. It's nice for them because they're rich or whatever.
Yeah.
So whomever that is suspected or whatever is automatically shipped to another province where there's a hospital
say shot.
For them.
Yeah, hey, I was going to say.
No. No. No, my G. They are taken to another hospital where they are treated. You understand? So we don't get to see so many cases, especially in our hospital. As much as my hospital is the biggest hospital ever in Saudi, but we don't. We were the ones who were taking care of the MERS call.
Oh, how many cases do you guys
you
have
know
now?
About it? The last time I
the
checked,
what?
There were like 700 and something.
Oh, okay. That's not as bad. It's not as bad, eh?
Yeah.
But the thing is, here they used to have MERS call, so I think they know how to treat this thing and they have it under control.
What is that? MERS call? What's that?
MERS call is the same as the corona.
Yeah,
it's just the Middle East. It's MERS call. Same as this COVID.
Yes,
19.
Yes, yes.
It's a cough. It's just that this one is Middle East respiratory coronavirus.
Oh, so they know how to treat it and stuff.
Yeah, they know how to. Though yes, they are. Yeah, they are. What you call this? Cases, yes, because people have traveled. People travel here a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why.
Oh wow! Okay.
But I don't know.
No.
And do you
but then for
say-
them that. I do. I was supposed to come home now on the 1st, and now it's under lockdown. Ramaphosa locked down the airport. Saudi locked the airport, so hey, I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
But to be honest, somehow it's cool being here because I still get paid and work and whatever. But you know, for others, I'm thinking that like others who are on lockdown at home, who went home for vacation. Some of them, their vacation is like their leave days are over, and now what's going to happen is going to be leave without pay. So I'm just grateful that I'm here, you know, because here you work. If you work, you get paid. If you don't work, then hey.
Right.
Shame.
Okay, cool, man. Musa, thank you so much.
Are you from
much,
Pretoria?
Man. Yeah, I am. I stay in Centurion.
Okay. Oh, so you're next door neighbors to Ghost Lady, Musa.
when you guys are doing the shooting at a house and you're talking about Oliver and I'm like, hey, this is my hood.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
All right, Musa, thank you so much. We love you so much, man. Thank you so much for the love, right?
I love you too, guys. I love you too. I'm a mad fan of the podcast. Like, I've been watching also the other ones saying, how can we help? I'm willing to help in any way.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, right?
I just wanted to continue and whatever, because honestly, being here, you are kind of not in the know of what's going on, especially in South Africa. You guys keep me informed at all times.
Thank you so much.
So we are part of essential services. So
nice. Yeah, we're essential services.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Thank you so much, Musa.
Before we leave, let's send his shout out. Otherwise, Ghost Lady is going to be having me for the entire week. We got 2 minutes left, no Ghost Lady. No?
Okay.
Sandy.
Sandy's so patient.
Sandy knows how this thing works. He's been on it. Sit on your mic, Chief. Mike. okay. Sandy.
Hello.
Yes, Sandy. You've got 2 minutes.
Hey, shout Sandy. Out.
Shout outs. You've got 2 minutes, Chief.
What's up?
Who do you want to send a shout out to? You've got 2 minutes, Chief.
Send a shout out. Ghost Lady, what's up? Ghost Lady.
Hi, Sandy.
I'm working on that. I've been assigned to find who the Ghost Lady is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And how's that going?
Well, so far, getting there. I got a few leads.
Can I give you a clue, Sandy?
Yeah. Give him a clue.
She's fucking up TikTok right now. She's like, she's killing it.
What? Okay. Thanks, McG. I'll look into that.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, how you doing? We got a minute left, man. How you doing? Are you good?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. And I just want to say thanks for you guys to always like reaching out. Yeah. And I'm always staying in tune with what's happening with the podcast. So all the guys that are watching, like, subscribe, and what else?
Thank you.
And comment. Yeah. Yes.
Thanks so much. Coast Lady, love you.
I need to go anyways, guys.
All right. We love you. We love you, right, Sandy? Peace out, man.
Thanks, Sandy.
Love you long
Take
time.
Care then, Kata.
All right.
Cheers, guys.
Ghost Lady, we out. And by the way, everybody, relax. The manager episode is coming. It's coming. So we shall drop it soon. I think tomorrow it will be ready.
Tomorrow, are we dropping tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, part one will be there. So relax.
Oh, sweet. We can't wait. I can't wait for that show either.
Ghost Lady, I love you. So tomorrow we are off. And then we'll see if we do this again on Friday. You'll let me know, ne?
Yeah, on Friday, because Len was even saying we must do something cute just for the weekend, right?
Let's, why not?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going anyway.
No one is.
How's your alcohol stash looking? I'm almost out, Ghost Lady.
I am drinking water by fire by force right now. Like by force.
Mm-mm. If Cyril doesn't open the bottle stores, we're going to have a World War III, I promise you. Kid you not.
At this rate, we might just have to do a drive to the townships.
Yeah, but it's 40 just... bucks a beer.
Are you serious? Oh, Lord.
Shout out, Ghost Lady. Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price, just 25 bucks a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.